Okay, the boys, today's daf is daf tes, and we're holding the fourth line from the top of the omud. And the Gemara asks, "Ud moisifin mechoil al hakodesh minolon." How do you know there's an inyan of being moisif mechoil al hakodesh? Now, how did we get into this shaila? So we have to go back to Ches Amud Beis. We return to four lines from the bottom of the Amud, where the Gemara begins, Tanya Idach, four lines from the bottom. Yoivulhi, it says in the Pasuk, Yoivulhi, and it says also in the same Pasuk, the Kidashtem Eis Shnas HaChamishim Shana, and the Gemara asks, Matam Loimu, what do I learn from the Yoivulhi? The Fishanem, the Kidashtem Eis Shnas HaChamishim Shana. What does that mean? This braisa goes according to Rabbi Shmuel Benoi Shel Rabbi Yochanan Breiker, who says that Shmita year, I should say Yovel year, starts off, if you will, a little bit slowly. How does it start off slowly? Should be Rosh Hashanah should be the first one, yeah? On Ches Amud Beis, in Yuma.
Yes.
Okay. Right. Perfect. So, excellent. Wonderful. So, what does the Gemara mean to say? The Gemara means to say is that according to Bishmol, Benoi Shav Yerichem and Breiker, although officially Yovel begins on Rosh Hashanah, however, Yovel only comes fully into effect on Yom Kippur. During that 8-9 day period from Rosh Hashanah until you reach Yom Kippur, it's a bit of a twilight period where we are getting ready for the momentous halachas and mitzvahs of, number one, sending the avodim back home, as well as returning all of the fields to their baalim, because that's when the real yovel year begins. But during that week, you remember we said in the Gemara, the avodim are already semi-free, in the sense that they no longer have to go and work for their masters. However, they cannot yet go home. Okay, so I would think perhaps, just like Yovel comes on with a, if you will, a slow start, and Yovel only really gets into full gear and action on Yom Kippur, maybe the year of Yovel should go instead of from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, maybe from Yom Kippur to Yom Kippur. In other words, maybe in the 51st year, Yovel should continue for another 10 days. So I might have thought. Is Nochmal. It says in the Pasuk, Lefi Shenema Vikidashtim, Eish Nasa Chamishim Shana, Yochel Kishem Shemiskadesh, Esvah Hilechas Mitchilosa, just like the Kedusha of the 50th year begins slowly and builds up from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, Kach Miskadesh V'Lechas V'Soifa. Maybe once the year ends, it should also continue getting up higher and higher until the next Yom Kippur, and it should still continue. The Altisma, and don't wonder, how could this be? After all, the 50th year ended. What's the Shaila? Sheri Moisiv Michael Alakoydish, we find this concept of being Moisiv. Where do we find that concept? That's the Gemara that we're going to learn momentarily at the top of Tes Amud Aleph. But so I might have thought, Tam Aloimer Yovel Hi Shnasa Chamishim Shana Shnasa Chamishim Atamekadish the Atamekadish Shnasa Chamishim V'Achas. It was a good try. It was a good half a minute. Avol Maisa Yovel ends on Chav Tes Elul. As soon as you reach Rosh Hashanah of year 51. Yovel is over, we're into a brand new year 51. We're now at the top of Tes Amud Aleph, and the Gemara told us what the Rabbanan learned from that drasha, but we can skip to the fourth line. Freit di Gemara, you just said now, Al Tisma Shari Moisif Mechol Al HaKodesh. Freit di Gemara, that Ud Moisif Mechol Al HaKodesh Min Olan, what's the Mokar, what's the source that you Moisif Mechol Al HaKodesh? The Sukh Gemara designed in Shaitan Nebraiso, Bechorish of HaKotir Tish Boys. Now this part of the Pasuk is the second half of a Pasuk which begins here in number 1, if you go to number 1 on the Torah Or HaShalem, in my Gemara it's on the left hand margin. Sheish is Yomim Tavoid, 6 days you should work. Over Yom Hashvi Tishbois, and on the 7th day you should rest. Now that obviously refers to Shabbos. 6 days you work, 7th day you rest. But then the Pasuk ends off, Bechorish Uvakotzer Tishbois. Now on the surface, without our Gemara, we would logically say that this second half of the pasuk is referring to Hilchei Shabbos. And it's giving examples, and it's saying, make sure that on Shabbos you're shoyves memalacha, that you don't do work, including, for instance, don't do charisha, don't do plowing, don't do ktsira, don't do harvesting, tishbois, you should go and have menucha on Shabbos. That would be the pashut way of learning. However, Rabbi Kiva is not satisfied with that, because Rabbi Kiva says, after all, there are 39 malachas altogether. Why does the pasuk pick on these two? It could have said not only Chorish Vekotzer, but it could have talked about Zaria, and it could have talked about Kasiva, and Bishul, and Hoitzah, and Shchita, and all those other things which comprise all of the 39 malachas. Why do we stop with Harisha and Ktsira? And therefore, says Rabbi Kiva, although the first part of the pasuk is talking about Shabbos, the second part of the pasuk has nothing to do with Shabbos. It has to do with Hilchoi Shmita. Zokti Mor Desani, it says in the Brayis, V'chorish V'kotzer Tishbais. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, Einoi Tzorach Loimer, Chorish V'kotzer Shal Shvias. We're not talking about Harisha Uktsira in Shvias. Shari Kvarnema, on that I also have a pasuk. Uvashona HaShvias, Shabbos Shabbos and Yil Arech, Shabbos LaHashem, Sodcha Loi Sizra, V'charmacha Loi Sizmar, Esviach Tzircha, Leisikta, Leisivta, etc. You have a whole bunch of psukim, one after the other, about those things that you're not allowed to do in the Shmita year. Now, since Rabbi Kiva has concluded that this Chorish V'Kotzer Shoshvias, or I should say the Chorish V'Kotzer Tishbois, is referring to Shmita, so I bazoi, frankly, what do I need by Shmita? I already said before that Chor is not talking about Shabbos, because otherwise we should go and enumerate all 39, except these two. So he said, okay, it's too much Shemitah. Shemitah already have psukim that you're not allowed to go and work in the fields in Shemitah. Now it says, Gemara, Ella, Chodesh shel Erev Shvias, HaNichnas leShvias, Bekotesh shel Shvias, HaYoytzel Matzoy Shvias. Ah, Zokta Rabbi Kiva, what this pasuk is telling you, the din of being Moisif Michol al HaKodesh. That what? That when it comes Shemitah year, you're not allowed to do Harisha already before Shemitah, not only in Shemitah itself. That I have the psukim in Parshas Behar, Sodcha Leisizah, Chamcha Leisizmar, Esviach Tzircha Leisivtzar, etc., etc. All of those halachas are enumerated in the Hilchois Shemitah, which you find in Behar. And that being the case, what is this Kotzir, Chorish V'Kotzir Tishbois? This is referring to Chorish El Erev Shvias said already before Shemitah year. The Gemara doesn't tell us how many days before Shemitah year, but elsewhere the Gemara tells us 30 days before Shemitah year you're not allowed to do Harisha in the field. Chorish El Erev Shvias HaNichmos Shvias. Even though that's the 6th year, it's not the 7th year. Mikan Shemaisif Machol HaLakayish. And the same thing is Kotzir Shel Shvias HaYoytzel Metzoy Shvias. Same thing applies to the Ktsira, the harvesting of Shemitah produce, in the 8th year. What does that mean? So Rashi says, for instance, like Tvua, with Aloha is Tvua, if it was maybe Shlish Bishvias, it grew at least one-third of its growth in the Shemitah year, even though you didn't harvest it in the Shemitah year, but you let it continue to grow into the 8th year, and now a month later, 2 months later, you go and harvested in the 8th year, it has Kedushas Shemitah. Oh, so I see the Kedushas Shemitah continues into the 8th year. Nachmu the Inyan of Moisif Mechol Av HaKodesh. The Gemara on the surface is a little bit difficult because it's not really that Shemitah is continuing into the 8th year. What we're saying is that once the Tvua grew one-third in Shemitah, it's already Shemitah produce. Yeah. And so therefore, what happens, for instance, if you would also cut it in the 7th year, and now you have the Shemitah produce on your table in the 8th year? Wouldn't it continue to have Kedusha Shemitah? Would the Kedusha go away just because it's now the 8th year? Of course not. So what is it telling that it's Moisev Mechol HaKodesh continues on? It already has the Kedusha Shemitah because it was Godel Shlish in the Shemitah year. So Tosis, in fact, on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis says that what our Gemara is coming to tell us is not only that this produce has a din of Shemitah, but it means that if it is growing in the eighth year, you're not allowed to do anything in the field to help it out. That's the bottom Toisus, all the way on the bottom. If you look at the very end of Toisus, he says, "The ilav hochi." If you're not going to learn that pshat, last line, "Matisefer shach bepeirus shegodu b'shvius b'maydasir b'shmitas." That's called Toisefes. Your moisim mechalal hakodesh, that the shmita produce is osur in the eighth year. That's not called moisim mechalal hakodesh. That's because that's the din of shmita produce. So rather, what halacha are we talking about? The halacha is that you're not allowed to go and be koitzer in the shmita year. So that's beginning the Torah. Minik Shvius Mishminis, Tema Deliel Nafskalon Mibachosh V'Kotze Tishboi V'Kotze Shvius, etc. Then he brings Rashi V'Yesh Loimar. But as he continue on, therefore he's telling you, see, if you look two lines before the end, three lines before the end, at the end of a line, Avlachrosh V'Liktzer V'Lader Oyse Tvu Aloi Hayisi Oyser. The Dovah Toli B'Avodas Aret Kim the Nafke Shvius Sharia Afil the Terech Peirish Shvius Lachi Itzra Hukra, to go and tell you that even Lachrosh V'Liktzer V'Lader Oyse Tvu in the eighth year is prohibited. In other words, don't do anything in the eighth year to improve and enhance the growth of the Tvuah from the seventh year into the eighth year. So we see the din of Mois Mechol HaKodesh, both pre-Shmita and post-Shmita, being that that's the case. That's why I would have thought that the same thing applies to Yovel year. That in Yovel year, I would think that Yovel continues on for another 10 days beyond Yovel into the 51st year. Kamash Malon, Yovel ish nas hamishim shana, hamishim at mekadesh, viat mekadesh nas hamishim viachas.
You mentioned yesterday that Yovel is the same, that produce that grows in Yovel is the same kedusha as produce that grows during Shemitah.
Correct.
So the same would be true then for grain that grew a third in Yovel, and now it's post-Yovel, it's the 51st year, you would still have to avoid any action, right? Wouldn't have the same Kedusha, wouldn't have the same, so why are we saying only in Shemitah do we have this Shvius, Shminis, Peros,
Understood. So now it's the 51st year, and Baruch Hashem was Rosh Hashanah, and right, it was a beautiful Rosh Hashanah, beautiful Chazan, and the 100 Tekiyas, and now it's Tzim Gedalia. Are you allowed to go and plant now in year 51, or does Hilchas Yovel still apply for the next 10 days that you're not allowed to do any planting, any plowing, or anything else in the field?
That's exactly what the Gemara said. It's not a problem. It's not a problem. You don't, Mosif, because Yovel,
Exactly right.
Working the ground, but yeah, Peros, I'm not talking about the ground, the Peros, mm-hmm, that were halfway grown, mm-hmm, earlier that year.
Mm-hmm.
According to this, you should say, well, just like in Shemitah, you couldn't tend these Peros after...
That's the halacha takia. Well, we're saying, Lagabi, this particular din, whether or not Yovel ends at the end of 50, or it continues another 10 days in 51, that we learn from Yovel Hish Nasa Chemish Mishana. The Gemara doesn't address your question, what happens if you have Peiris that grew in 50, whether or not you can go and be Kotzer them, whether when you are Kotzer them in 51, whether they have the din of Kedushas Yovel. The Gemara doesn't go into that. I don't know that the Peiris of Yovel have Kedusha like Kedusha Shemitah. What we were talking about yesterday is that in Yovel year, you're not allowed to go and do Zeriah and Harisha and Tzira in the fields, just not like you're not allowed to do it in Shemitah year. Whether it gets a Kedusha Shemitah with all the other dinim, like La'ach, V'lev, L'schoira, that I don't know, and that I'm not sure.
It grew a shlish, but maybe it only grew a tenth.
Right.
A shlish is rooted as a shlish. Less than that is not.
No, it's not a shlish. We have many places where he should by Kliakara, another thing.
Yeah. Do me a favor, please look at the Rashi in the middle of the Yomid. Rashi is parallel to our Gemara. Kotzir shel shviyas. Do you have that?
Yes.
If the tvua already grew at least one third in the Shemitah year, after noyig ba minig shviyas b'shminis, now when it comes to the eighth year, you have to consider this patch of the Tvua as if it's still Shemitah year, even though on the calendar we've already passed into the eighth year, or if you will, the first year of the next Shemitah cycle. It has the same status as if it's still Shemitah, and that's what Tosis and Daf Yud Beis told us, that you have to be careful not to go and do any work in that field in terms of hoeing, pruning, watering, fertilizing, etc., because it still has the same din of Shemitah, even though we're already into the eighth year.
And this Hefker and Pater Mepeya and everything, all the...
That Gemara doesn't go into. Mirat Hashem, when we get to our Mishnayis class, after we finish the Nach class, Mishnayis Shviyas, we'll see all the Hilchos Shemitah. But getting back to our Gemara now, so according to Rabbi Akiva, I have a Makar for Moisif Mechol Ala Koich. Rabbi Shmuel disagrees. And Rabbi Shmuel says, let's look at the Poshit Pshat in the Pasuk. After all, the Pasuk begins talking about Hilchos Shabbos. It's not Mistav there that the second part of the Pasuk is talking about Hilchos Shemitah. And therefore, Rabbi Shmuel Aimer, Machorish Rishus Av Kotzir Rishus Yotzek Tzira Aimer Shehu Mitzvah. What is Rabbi Shmuel telling us? What he's saying is that the second part of the Pasuk is not coming to tell us the Isur of Harisha and Katsira on Shabbos. After all, I know that, and that's two out of the 39 malachas. Rather, what that halacha is, what that pasuk is telling you, is really an inference to teach you a heter. What is a heter? Harisha at all times is only a rishus. It's never a mitzvah. There's never a mitzvah to go and do harisha in your field. Katsira, harvesting, although most of the time harvesting is a rishus, sometimes katsira is a mitzvah. When do we have the katsira as a mitzvah? By katsira as oimer. Uktartem es katsira. Vaveisem es oimer reishis katsirchem el hakoim. Katsira oimer is such a mitzvah that you cannot use any other barley, which may be the finest barley in the world, only the barley that you cut on Matzoi Yontif HaRishon Shel Pesach, when it's the night of the first
Chol HaMoed,
of the first day of Chol HaMoed of Pesach, Yishar Koach. So therefore says the Gemara, what happens if Matzoi Yontif HaRishon of Pesach, and therefore Leil, first day of Chol HaMoed, falls out on Shabbos? Shabbos, you're not allowed to do Ketzira, you're not allowed to cut. That's what our Gemara comes to tell you, that you are allowed to cut. Why? Because what did the Torah prohibit in terms of doing work on Shabbos? Machorish Rishus, just like Harisha, is always Rishus. Avkotzer Rishus, the only type of Ketzira, of harvesting, that the Torah prohibited, was that which is only voluntary, Rishus. But if you have a case of Ketzira, which is a mitzvah, Yotze Ketzira Oy Mishu Mitzvah, that you're allowed to do on Shabbos. Not only you're allowed to,
like
you have to do on Shabbos.
Like a bris.
Like a bris, exactly, just like a bris.
But we have that Oreva Moado, where you can do the Korban Tumid on Shabbos in the Bais HaMikdash, because we're Moado.
You're allowed to bring Korbanos.
For carbon seabor, the
carbon seabor, absolutely.
We had that earlier in the Sechah Shabbos, in the Sechah
1000%,
in the Sechah Zoma. So, b'mo'ado. So, what do we need this for? This is similar to if the ketzira is part of the mitzvah. It's no different than the shechita of a carbon, which you can't do from erev Shabbos for the carbon tamid on Shabbos.
It's impossible to go and cut. It's impossible to go and shecht an animal for a carbon on Friday l'shem Shabbos,
right,
or on Sunday l'shem Shabbos.
Right.
Every day is its own day. Over zmano yotzer kabono, you cannot go and bring it anymore. Ketzira is, to my mind, and at least in the Havamina, a hachana. It's not the actual mitzvah itself. The mitzvah, of course, is to go and bring the korban oimer in the Beis HaMikdash. I would think the ketzira, just like, if you will, by the shtei lechem, or just like by the lechem aponim, or like every korban mincha, you prepare it in advance. For instance, the shtei lechem, not shtei lechem, the lechem aponim that we have every single Shabbos, we don't go and bake the lechem aponim on Shabbos,
right,
even though the major event is we put it on Shabbos, we take it off on Shabbos, you got to go and do it during the week. So I would think the same thing applies to the oimer. If you can go and cut it the first night of Chol HaMoed, beautiful. But if it's Shabbos, then you do it from Erev Yontif for 2 days before. I mean, important thing is to bring the carbon oimer in the Beis HaMikdash. That's what this pasuk is telling us, is no. Although Ketzira oimer could be viewed as a hachana, since it's also an independent mitzvah, it's doich es HaShabbos. That's what you know from this pasuk. the Kaddish Umakatzir Tishbais. So now that we have this drush of Rabbi Shmuel Mesiv Mechal al Kaddish Min Alisa, how does he know that there is an inyan of being Mois Mechal al Kaddish? That there were not Klima Nesanya. That's the famous Lima that we had back in Mesechtes Yuma. It says in the Pasuk, V'nisem es nafshi seichem, betisha l'chodesh, v'erev ad erev tishbesu shabachem. If you have here in the number 3, Shabbos Shabbos and Hulachem, V'nisem es nafshi seichem, besisha l'chodesh, v'erev, me'erev ad erev tishbesu shabachem. The Pasuk on the surface is difficult to understand, because inisem es nafshi seichem, of course, means inui. Inui typically means not to eat. And it says, don't eat from besisha l'chodesh, from the ninth day. From the ninth day, it's a two-day Yom Kippur. I always thought Yom Kippur starts on Asiri. And then it says, B'sisha l'chodesh b'erev. Oh, at night. At night. So then there's only din of Inui at night. So what is this din of Tisha? And then me'erev ad erev, from one night to the next night. That's always the case. So we say by Shabbos, the Shabbos is me'erev ad erev. And what is the extra words? What are the extra words? Tishbus u'shabatam. We already start off Shabbos, Shabbos, and Hulachem. Why do we repeat Tishbus u'shabatam? So therefore, Darsh in the Gemara. Back to the Gemara, Medesanya. Minisa menafshi seichem esisha. Yochol betisha. I would think you have to start already fasting on day number 9. Tamal lo yimar ba'erev. No, only at night. In other words, when it's Yom Kippur. Pray the Gemara yimar ba'erev. Yochol mishu tefshach. I would think, okay, only after Shkia or Tzeisach HaChovim, whenever it's night. Tamal lo yimar ba'erev. No, you got to already start on Tisha. So Chachoyra Astira, is it at night or is it during the day? Okay, Tzad. Maschel u'mesanem iboy join. What you're supposed to do is be moisef mechol ala kodesh, and don't just start exactly at here. Already a couple of minutes before, you should already start your inoy. Malam mechem misif mechol ala kodesh. And the other became sase. Okay, so before Yom Kippur begins, you start a couple of minutes early. For mitziyos minan, how do you know that you're also supposed to delay the ending of your fast even after this man into Yud Aleph? Tamaloyimar me erev ad erev. And Rashi says on the second ad erev, ad the ad bechlal, so including the second erev, not until ad, but ad the ad bechlal, even into the next erev, he's also supposed to be moisif, and that's why virtually everywhere the Chazan and the Baltikea never finish exactly on time. It's always at least a minute or two or three later. So then Mekayim this mois mechol al kodesh. And the Aliyah Kippur, Shabbos is Minayim. How do I know that every single Shabbos you're supposed to start a little bit earlier, and you're supposed to end the drop later? Tamaloyimer, Tish Bisu. That's why the Pasuk ends off. Me Erev Ad Erev, Tish Bisu. Yom Tov Minayim. How do you know Yom Tov should also start a little bit earlier, end a little bit later? Tamaloyimer, Shabbachem, Komoha. So therefore, what is the essential message of this pasuk? Any time where the Torah says you should be shoyves, this word shvus should not be confused with the shvus drabonon. Here we're talking about wherever the Torah gives you a mitzvah to be shoyves, to rest. What are those? Well, we have the three in the pasuk itself. That's Yom Kippur, Shabbos Shabbosim. We have Tishbesu referring to Shabbos, Shabbachem referring to Yontif. Where else do we have a Mokam Shvisa? Shvias. How do I know this? So you look at the second toises before the bottom, you see all the third toises before the bottom, all the way in the bottom of the Yomid, a very long toises, called Mokam Shinem Shvus. The also Leraboy Shvias, it comes to also include Shvias, because there's also a similar term. If you look in number 2 of the Torah Arashonim, Uvashana HaShvias, Shabbos, Shabbos, and Yel Aretz. So you see, you have a Lashon of Shabbos, Lashem, a Lashon of Shavuos. There too, there's then a Misivin, Michoil, Ala, Kodesh. So we have answered successfully the question that we started off with today. We asked, what's the Havamina by Yovel that it should continue on another 10 days into the 51st year? Mois, Michoil, Ala, Kodesh, Minolan, what is the Makar? Somebody stops you in the street. Where is this din on Misivin, Michoil, Ala, Kodesh? You tell them it's a Machloikis. Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva learns it from Bachorish of Akatsu Tishbois, while Rabbi Shmuel learns it from Beinisim Ez Nafshi Seichem, from the din of Ini on the 9th day and 10th day of Tishrei. Pray to more of Rabbi Kiva. Hi, Beinisim Ez Nafshi Seichem, Asisha my Ovidlei. Since he learns the din of Mois Mechol al Kodesh from the first Pasik, Bachorish of Akatsu Tishbois, so Oy Bazoi, what does he do with the second Pasik? Does Rabbi Akiva hold you got to start fasting 2 days? You have a new chumra in Klal Yisrael, so people be fasting day 9 and day 10. But you want to be boiling the Tani Chiya Barami Difti, a very famous Chazal, the Tani Chiya Barami Difti, Vinizman of Shesecha Mesisha, Vachi Mesisha Mesanin, Vali Basir Mesanin. Everybody knows you only start on Yom Kippur. Eloi Malach Kala Uichel Veshoise Bichi, whoever eats and drinks on the 9th day, Mal Olav Akazav Ki'ilo. If you eat on the 9th day, l'shem shemayim, to be able to have koyach, to be able to go and fast on day number 10, it's as if you fasted both 9 and 10. Of course, logically this sounds a little bit strange, but the Mefarshim explained that if a person takes Yom Kippur seriously, with the full seriosity that it deserves, there is no such word, what happens if, chas v'shalom, a person has a matter of, he's going to have surgery the next day, and that surgery entails, the doctor said, chas v'shalom, it could be life, or etc., that person won't be able to sleep the whole night, and he'll be saying tillum the whole night, and he'll be worried, and he'll, his wife or someone else will say, why don't you eat or drink something? I can't eat or drink something, I'm just so concerned, so overwhelmed by the surgery tomorrow, chas v'shalom, I am making now my final decisions, my final last wishes, who knows, blah, blah, blah. So if a person would take Yom Kippur with that same degree of seriousness, so then also on the 9th day, how could I possibly eat today? My life in the next year is going to be dependent on the verdict tomorrow. I can't possibly eat. So the person who eats or drinks on the 9th day, that is a form of inui that is enforcing himself to go and eat to prepare for the fast for day number 10.
Why only according to Rabbi Akiva we ask this question?
Because according to Rabbi Shmuel, he uses this pasuk successfully. He says that I learned from the Yisrael and Afshasechem Besisha to tell us the din that Moisim Michal HaLakoydish, that you have to already start fasting a few minutes earlier.
According to Rabbi Akiva?
Rabbi Akiva says, I do not learn Moisim Michal HaLakoydish from this pasuk. I learn it from the Chorish of a Kotetish voice. I agree lahalacha to what Rabbi Shmuel says, but I have a different limud from the Chorish of a Kotetish voice. What does Rabbi Shmuel do with the Chorish of a Kotetish voice? He learns it for something else, because he says, to tell you that you're allowed to go and do the Ktsiris Oimer on Shabbos Mishum. So each one has a limit for the Pasuk Lishitosai. Rabbi Kiva learns Mois Bechola Lakoidish from Chorish Vekotit Tishbois. Rabbi Shmuel says, I use that for Shemitah. So how does Rabbi Shmuel know the din of Mois Bechola Lakoidish from Yom Kippur? What does Rabbi Kiva do with that Besisha Lakoidish Be'erem? He comes to tell you this din of, if you eat L'shem Shemayim on day number 9, it's as if you are Misana Chiyi Basiri. Torah, Torah Rabbanu. Okay, so now we're coming into a new parsha, and new parsha. We're talking about Yovel again, but we're introducing another aspect. And for here, it's kedai to look up the psukim. You don't have to see it inside, because I'll be happy to share the psukim all with you. So don't be concerned on my side. It's a pasuk again at the beginning of Parshas Bahar, where the Torah talks about Shemitah and Yovel, and you have three psukim back to back, all talking about Yovel. Voshte Nipsukim. Okay. The Sefer Tzelecha. Sheva Shabsei Shonim. Sheva Shonim. Sheva Pa'amim. Go and count 7 cycles of Shemitah. V'hoyu Lecha Yimei Sheva Shabsei Shonim. When you count, how much is 7 times 7?
49.
49. Teisha Barboim Shonim. Just like it said in the Sefer Mamishim Hakam, it's what it said in the Torah. Teisha Barboim Shonim. 49 years. Now what happens in the 50th year? You take out the shofar in the 7th month. When is the 7th month? Chodesh Tishrei. Be asar lachodesh. You take out the shofar. Now, although it says you take out the shofar, as we'll see in the Gemara shortly, it's only a mitzvah on Bezdin to go and blow the shofar, not on you and on me. We don't have to go and blow in every single shul and every single shtibl. So that you do in Yom Kippur, mitzvah of tkiyah shofar. That's mitzvah number 1. V'kidashtem eis shnas ha-chamishim shona, u'krosim dror ba'aretz l'chol yishveah. Let liberty ring out in the entire land. Meaning that all of the avodim return back to their homes. Yovel iti alechem v'shavtem ish alechu zosoi. This is referring to the people who return to the ancestral fields. The ish al mishpach, the teshuva, all the eved Ivries all go home. All those Evanirtzas that have been here until now, they all go home. And then the next pasuk says, Yoiv lishnas hachamishim shana tiyalacham, lois izro, no zriya. That's what we spoke about, that Yoivil has the same din of Shemitah, no zriya. Veloi siktura smicha, no ketzira. Veloi siftura nazira, don't go and cut the grapes. Ki Yoivil, it's Ki Yoivil, kodesh tiyalacham, minasa de teich lois tibosa. So now, these psukim that we just read tell us basically four halachas. Halacha number one is you have to have tkiyah shoyim for it. Halacha number two is you have to have shmitas karkois, v'shaftim ish aluchuzasai. Halacha number three is you have to have shiluach avodim. And once you have all of those three, says the pasuk, then there's a din of yoivel not to do any work in the land. No zriya, no ktsira, no betzira, no harisha, nothing. Just like Shemitah, exactly. And what the Gemara is going to tell us now is that among those first three is tkiya shofar, hashmatas karkois, and shiluach avodim, one or more of them will be the trigger to decide whether this is yoivel where the prohibitions of zriya and ktsira apply. In other words, without our Gemara, I would say it's automatic. Once we hit the 50th year, it's Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur. From this point on, no Zriya, no Ktsira, no Ptsira. The Gemara is going to say, oh, no, no. It really depends whether Klal Yisrael is Mekayim, the earlier halachis of one or more of the three in Yovel year, of either Tkiya Shofar, or the Shiluach Avodim, or the Shmitas Karkois, that they go back to their Baal. And the Gemara is going to discuss that. And it's going to be very, very straightforward. Says the Gemara, turn around. Learned in the Braisa. Yoivali. Zog the Gemara. So now, we have the word Yoival, and we have the word He. And the Gemara assumes that this Yoival He is totally superfluous. Why does the Gemara assume that? Because the term Yoival He appears a number of times. The Kiddash HaMishnas HaChamishim Shana, across the Dror of Oretz, Yoivel hi tiyalacha, and mishavtim eshuchuzos, and vishal mishpachta teshuvu. Yoivel hi shnas hachemish shana tiyalacha. Ki yoivel hi koinish tiyalacha. The Torah says that it's yoivel, yoivel, a number of times. So now, as we'll see, the word yoivel acts here as a riboy, and the he acts as a miut. As we'll see, the machloikis of Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, exactly how that works. It's tanarba. Yoivel hi. So now you notice that there's a small aleph in the parentheses, and that's the aleph of the Bach. And the Bach says, add the word yoivel once again, which means, it says in the pasuk yoivel. So from the word yoivel, I learn, even if there was not shmitas karkois. In other words, everyone refused to return any ancestral lands back to the original owners. Alpha Bishalay Toku. In Bezdin, they were not to care. They did not go and blow the shofar. Makes a difference. Yoshmitas Karkois. No Shmitas Karkois. Yotkiya. Nishtkiya. The Hilchois Isur of Zriya, Betzira, Ketzira in the land still apply. I would think, what happens if they didn't have the Shiluach Avonim, they didn't free the slaves? People held on to their slaves. That's the miyot to tell you, oh, they didn't free their slaves. Then the Hilchois, Isser, Zriya, Petzira, and Ketzira do not apply. Even though it says on the calendar, this is Yoivel, and the Pasuk says, Laisitzeru, Laisizeru, Laisivtzeru. If the people did not send out their avodim, that is the trigger to make that halacha effective. Now you say, but that doesn't make sense. Where does that come from? Let's look at the top Rashi. Yoivel, yoivel. You see, that's the Bach. He adds the word yoivel again. Yoivel hi tiyalecha. Le'el minei ksiv. In the previous pasuk says about a shofar trua that you have to go and blow the shofar. Mikidash shnei sachemishim shana ukrasim dror baris chol yeshvei. And then it says yoivel hi tiyalecha. Akroy yaseiru. This yoivel hi is extra. It's ibrik. Lidrasha, to go and tell you a drasha. Vachi tidushenu. Yoivel hi lechem. It should say yoivel hi tiyalecha. Mikol Mokad. Mikol Mokad means under all circumstances. Vafilu loy nasu boy dvorim halulo. Even if you were not mekayim, even if you did not fulfill the havara shoifer, nobody blew the shoifer. Vulosh velachuza, nobody returned to the ancestral land. Tehainu shmitas karkois, shekonu ze mize, tehsiva boser haikra, like the pasuk continues on, vishavta mishalachuza soy. Avu became, even if they were not mekayim these two, nobody blew the shoifer, and nobody returned to their ancestral land. Af biken shame a yovel olav. Yovel, it's yovel. Liois osur bezria ubetzira uktzira kirechsev lois Israel lois Israel lois Ivtzru. Like it says in the pasuk. So Yochel, I would think no. Just like if nobody did a tekiah and no ancestral lands went back. Nevertheless, it's still yovel yochav avishol leshalchay. I would think the same thing applies as Rashi. If nobody sent avodim, also it's yovel, and you have the iser zriya and betzira ktzira. Tamloimer yovel he emasis advarim halalu yovel. If people sent back their avodim back from slavery to freedom, oh, it's now jubilee year. It's yovel. If not, it's not yovel. Meaning that there's no din of zriya, no din betzira. You can go and plant and you can do all the wonderful things because the hilchos zriya, betzira, ktzira are only triggered if a person fulfills the rule of sending the avodim home.
It makes sense though that people can through their
inactions and bad actions
void
exactly
a
right.
Sorry, it's extraordinary.
Exactly right. And very extraordinary. Olakami Mafarish, the one's going to explain further. The Yoivel my chozi de toli bekriyas drar. Why should Yoivel be dependent on the people's fulfillment of sending the avodim away? If anything, what you're doing is you have a choite nisker.
Yes.
By telling the choite, yeah, okay, if you did this chait, okay, then you can go and plant in the fields. So everybody
and
can hold on to
it. You're slaves to do it.
Absolutely. So this it says, that's so far Reb Yehuda. Div Reb Yehuda. We continue on in the fourth line of the Gemara. Reb Yosi Yoimer. I start off the same way. Yoivel he, Yoivel, Avol pi shalei shamtu, even if they didn't send back the ancestral land, Avol pi shalei shalchu, even though they didn't send away the avodim. This is where Rabbi Yosi disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda. Even though they didn't send avodim, it makes a difference. It's yoivel, iser zuriya, yochel afal pi shaloi toku. I would think the same thing applies. Even if they didn't do tekiya shoifer, tam alay mehi, you better do the tekiya shoifer. If you didn't do the tekiya shoifer, guess what? Hilchos yoivel do not apply vis-a-vis the iser zuriya, betzira, and ketzira. So therefore, what is the machloket between Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda? They both agree that two out of the three are not integral to the prohibition on Zriya and Katsira. Only one of the three, the machloket says, which one? That according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's the Shiluach Avodim back to their homes. According to Rabbi Yosi, it's the Tkia Shoifer by the Vestim. And again, the Gemara is going to explain each one, but first Rabbi Yosi is speaking, Rabbi Yosi being the second man, the Amar, and he's explaining why is the Tekiah Shoifer so paramount as opposed to the Shiluach Avodim. Since the word Yoivel is Marvet, it's a Reboy, it's Yoivel! But one Pasuk is Mamayit, and that is the He. No, He. Very, very narrow. The Bach takes out the word he. Why do I say it's still yovel even if there was no shiluach avodim? Why do I say that it's not yovel unless we have the tekiya shoifer? Says Rabbi Yosi, have two reasons. Number one, it is conceivable that there will be a situation that Yovel comes and there are no avodim to send home. There are no Eved Ivris. In other words, either there were no avodim that were sold or no avodim that Chas HaSholem went and stole. And even if they did have those types of avodim, but after 6 years they all went home, nobody was interested in sticking along to his avodim for the 50th year. Sinishnuk avodim. By the way, that's the case today. There are no Eved Ivris like you have in the Torah. In certain countries, they might still have slavery, but to my knowledge, none of them are Jews, and so therefore, there is no Eved Ivris. But Gemara is talking about even the times of the Torah, at least theoretically, you could have a situation where there are no Jewish slaves. Baruch Hashem. So therefore, you cannot allow for Hilchos Isser Zriya Ktira to be dependent on Shiloh Avodim, because you could have years that there are no Avodim to be Meshalech. However, the Efshel Oyel B'Loy Tkiya Shoifer. It's impossible that there won't be a Shoifer somewhere in this world. Have a good day, Daniel.
Thank you.
See you tomorrow. The Efshel Oyel B'Loy Tkiya Shoifer. It's impossible that there won't be a Shoifer somewhere. Even if I don't have a Shoifer here, I can find one in Brooklyn. And if there's not in Brooklyn, I'm sure in Lakewood. I'm not Lakewood, in Muncie. And if not there, I'm sure in Eretz Yisrael. And if not there, I'm sure in Australia. Somewhere in the world, there must be a Shoifer, so you can go and blow. So it would make more sense, says Rabbi Yossi, to go and be tole to cause that the effectiveness and the trigger of the Isurim to work in the field on Yovel to follow after the absence of Tkiya Shoifer, because here you're really doing something which is very possible. Every community, everywhere, there's always Shoifer somewhere, so blow the Shoifer. If you didn't, you blew it, and there are no Dinim of Yovel. But in fact, you didn't send back Avodim. It's conceivable that there are no Avodim. Dover Acher, noch abshat says Rabbi Yossi. Zu mesur lebezdin, zu einem mesur lebezdin. When you're talking about Tkiya Shoifer, the Bezdin can easily rectify or remedy the situation. They'll blow the Shoifer and finished. And now Yoifer will apply. The Zu einem mesur lebezdin, however, you cannot go and force and enforce every single Jew that has an Eved Ivri to go and free that Eved Ivri. Hopefully they, if they have such an Eved Ivri, they will free them. But if not, go and bring all of those Yidden to Bezdin to go and enforce it. There's really no enforcement. There are button. There are, the person is not Mekayim Mitzvahs, you can go and give Makas Mardis. But certainly Min HaTorah, this person was not Oiver Nisan Gezli, not Oiver something Sheesh by Malkus. So therefore, Zokta Yamara, that's why I have two reasons why the triggering mitzvah to cause the Hilchos Isser Karka in Yovel is dependent on the absence of Tkiya, which can easily be remedied, and not on the Shiluach Avodim. Why wasn't Rabbi Yossi happy with the first reason? Maybe you're going to go and tell me, this is inconceivable. What? That there should be a Yovel year of the good old days, and there shouldn't be an Eved Ivri somewhere that has to be freed. Come on, there's got to be at least one somewhere in Haifa, in Be'er Sheva, in Tel Aviv, in Yerushalayim. Somewhere there's got to be an Eved Ivri. So, I'll tell you, I have my second shot. So, Mesul Lebezin, that the din of freeing the Avodim is something that we cannot enforce. It's a mitzvah. Everybody's supposed to do it. However, the din of Tkiya Shoifer can easily be enforced. Bezin, go and blow the Shoifer. And that's the reason why, when the Torah tells us the Yovel Hi, that which is the triggering event that if the absence of which causes there to be no prohibitions in the fields on Yovel of Zriya Ketzira, etc. The triggering event is the absence of the Tekiya and not the absence of the Shiluach Avodah. That's according to Rabbi Yossi.
Why is it that we can't enforce emancipation of slaves, Hefker Bezdin Hefker? All those slaves are owned by their Balaam only through the mechanism.
Good. So we're going to declare and proclaim and put up Pashkevillim. We're going to go and put up posters everywhere that everybody is Hefker. And now the Baal HaBos says, I know, I saw it, I read it. There's a Chayram Chamor on top of me if I don't listen. But I'm keeping this Eved because he's the best Eved I've ever had for the last 50 years, and I'm going to continue. What
then
do you do now?
He's a kidnapper.
He's
Chayv Misa.
I don't know if that's called.
I'm saying he's holding someone. I mean, it's why are we saying you can't enforce the emancipation of slaves?
Rashi answered it. Rashi, Esher. Palamim she'ein Eved Ivri Yisrael. That year, there's no
Avodim. Right. I'm saying, but if there are Avodim in Israel, how can we say that it can't be enforced? We're saying there's a...
That's the earlier part of the Gemara. Then you go two Rashis later. Dover Acher. You have that Rashi?
Yes.
The Bezin can go and enforce and tell the Shliach. Shliach, go! Let's go! No, blow the Shoif! It's Kiyo! And if he refuses, Yevatel HaYoivel. Now Yoivel will become bottled. Hilkach Leitolei HaKosav Boy. The Torah doesn't want to go and say, because Yankel Smith, somewhere in Be'er Sheva, refuses to go and send away his his Eved, because of that, there shouldn't be a din of Yovel.
Gives everybody a veto over Yovel. But I understand how you could how anybody has that right, that veto. If everybody owns property through the mechanism of Beis Din, and someone's holding someone illegally, effectively they're kidnapping him. I mean, in American law, I think if someone confines someone against their will, they say, it's illegal kidnapping, etc. All these, you read the charge sheet against someone when they want to pile it on.
I hear you loud and clear.
So
why check out the Rambam, what he says, someone that holds back his Eved Ivri and doesn't free him in the 50th year, whether that's considered to be a goyin of nefashos, or just as a person who's a mevatel mitzvah say that he's supposed to go and free his Eved in the 50th year. You'd have to check that out. But our Gemara doesn't go into that level of detail. Our Gemara just says that it's far more logical, says Rabbi Yossi, that the Torah would go and be tola the Isurim of Karka in Yovel year to something which is biodeinu that we can control, as opposed to something that we cannot control.
What about returning Karkov?
So we're going to get to that in a moment. So Rabbi Yossi explained himself very, very eloquently, and he told us the reason why he thinks the key of Shofar is the key and the Shluach Avodim is not the key. El Rabbi Yehuda my time. Why is it that Rabbi Yehuda says that it's the Shluach Avodim? After all, we got two great reasons of Rabbi Yossi that Shluach Avodim shouldn't be the one that triggers the existence or non-existence of the Isurim in the Karak and Yoivalim. So Timar Omar Kra, because the pasuk says, "Cross and draw ba'aretz v'chol yeshvea v'kasav v'mikra nidish l'fanav v'loy lefnei fanav." Vos main thing Gemara says on. So again, look please at number one. V'kidashtem eshnasa chamishim shana u'cross and draw ba'aretz v'chol yeshvea yoivelhi. So the Gemara is learning now that the yoivelhi goes on the lefanav. What means Mulfanav? The words that appear right before Yoivali. What are those words? Ukras and Drar Bar Zachal Yeshvea. Letting all of the Avodim free. That is the essence of Yoivali. So the Miut, that says what triggers yes Yoival, no Yoival, vis a vis the Karka, all of that is dependent on this. What about Tekiya Shofar? Tekiya Shofar is in the previous pasuk. This is Vayikra Chof Hey Yud. The din of Tekiya Shofar is like we read earlier, Vayikra Chof Hey Tes. And then the next pasuk, the kiddush of Mishnas Chamishim Shana Cross and Dvar Baruch Chol Yeshvel. If you're going to tell me the Yovel he applies to the Shofar, that's already milfnei fanav. That's why says Reb Yehuda, I rather say that the he is going on the lefanav, the words right before the cross of the Rabbah, Chol Yeshveh, the din of Shiloach Avodim, and not lefnei fanav, the din of Tekiya Shofar, which is the earlier pasuk.
It's on the previous Amud in the Torah Shalom.
If you want, would you like to take a look at the
Chesam and Beis? Yes, there's
Tess on the bottom of the Amud. No, we're looking at the wrong page. See Tess on the bottom?
Yes,
sign it too. And then Kedak Yidashlim to the next page.
Drawer.
And then Yoivel He. The Yoivel He goes on the drawer. It doesn't go on the
Kisha. Doesn't get two.
Exactly. You only get one chance. You don't get two. You get the one right before. You don't get two before it. So far, so good. Yes, Reb Simcha. We are delighted that you came in. Whenever you came in, it's a comfort for us.
If in fact there's no short, if in fact there's no avodim, there are at least. Then all Yisurim of the other would not be in existence.
That's how our Gemara learns. Not all Yisurim, the Yisurim of working the Karka during the Shemitah, during the Yovel year, would not be triggered if, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you didn't send away the Avodim, and according to Rabbi Yossi, if they didn't blow the Shofar in Beis Din. Those are the triggering events so that the prohibitions against doing work in the Yovel begin to apply.
So, as an example, just using this Rosh Hashanah, if one doesn't blow Shofar for Rosh Hashanah for that purpose, it's not Rosh Hashanah.
The question that you're raising is an excellent question, but by Rosh Hashanah you don't have a pasuk that says he. Here we have a pasuk Yovel he, and because of this he, we're making a miut, a limitation, and that miut is that although typically in Yovel year these isurim to work the property, to work the karka apply, but in those years, those Yovel years where you were not Mekayim, you did not fulfill either the Tekiya Shofar or the Shiluach Avodim, this Jubilee year is going to be a Shana Chaseira. It's going to be Chaser, the Isurim of working the land.
Is this unique, this Daraisa as opposed to the Torah?
To my knowledge, yes. In other words, normally the halacha is whatever the Torah tells us, and that we have control over the events and say and turn it on and turn it off. Yeah, you're doing beautifully. No problem whatsoever. Zektimar is bishleim el biyosi kiram taima el biyuda my taima on a krokas and drab arutz because of mikra nishal fanav. That's the words right before yovali for the lefnei fanav and not the tkiyah shoyver, which is the previous pasuk. But tuli alav that everybody seems to agree that ukrasim drar is lashon chayrus. The drar means to go and free. Right, my mashma. Where do you see that in the word drar? The sign within the price of ein drar el lashon chayrus. The word drar means chayrus. How do I know? On Rav Yehuda, ma lashon drar ki medayer be dayara umoyvel schoyre bechol medina. The word drar comes from the word medayer be dayara. Medayer be dayara, says Rashi, means that a person has the freedom to live wherever he wants to. He can go and rent any apartment, he can buy any house. He's a free bird, he's a free person. That's Medaya Bediara. He can establish his residence anywhere. And then adds Rabbi Yehuda, Umoivil Schoyre B'chol Medina. He's also free to do business everywhere. If he wants, he can go and schlep Schoyre from town to town, from city to city, and no one can stop him and say, oh no, where are you? No. So that's the Lashon of Dror of freedom of Medaya Bediara. Ah, so that's the Mekoyer, says the Gemara, for Rabbi Yehuda, that says the Shiluach Avodim is the key. But now we have a third man, the Yama, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Rabbi Yochanan, Zutav Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is the one that said that the triggering mitzvah is the Shiluach Avodim. But Rabbi Yosi, who said that the triggering mitzvah is the Kiyah Shoifer, Abba Chachama Moimim, Shloshton Ma'akviz boy. You gotta do all three. What are all three? You have to have the Shiluach Avodim. You have the Tekiah Shoifer and Brother Shai. You also have to have the Shemitas Karkois, having all the ancestral lands going home. Remember, Brother Shai, you asked it 2 minutes ago. The Chachamim agree with Brother Shai. Are we surprised? Brother Shai is a brother to everyone. So, Shlosh Ma'akvas Boy means that the failure to be Mekayim, any one of those three, prevents the Isurim of Yovel to be Chal, to become effective. Where do the Chachamim take that from? Kasavri, number one, Mikra Nidrish Lefanim. So I have the Ukrasim Dror, Shiluach Avodim, right before the words Yovali. They also hold the Lefnei Fanim. They also hold the Din of Tkiyah Shofar, which is in the prior Pasuk. And also Uli Achrav, because right after the words Yovali, then the Pasuk continues on, Vishavtim Ishlechosa. So it's here in number one. Right after Yovali, the next words on, Vishavtim Ishlechosa. What is that talking about? Shmitas Karkois. All of those are combined into the din of Yovel He.
But you also have at the end of that pasuk, Ish al Mishpachto Teshuvu. So Dror is kind of like explained by the conclusion of that pasuk.
Absolutely.
So we're sort of fixing the Shiluach Avodim on the Dror part and not the conclusion of the pasuk, the Shaftim part.
Well, your question is, why is it repeated? I don't know why it's repeated. Maybe there's another drasha for the repetition, but the Dror is referring to the Avodim returning back, and it's also referring to Avodim going back home. Frank the Gemara v'haksiv Yoyvel. What the Gemara is telling us, according to the previous Mandi Amram, Rabbi Yehud and Rabbi Yoisi, remember we have a Ribuy and we have a Miut. Yoivel is the Ribuy. That what all Hilchas Yoivel apply. He. No, not all. It depends. He. So, according to Yehuda, what does it depend on? Shiluach Avodim. According to Yoisi, what does it depend on? Tkiyah Shofar. According to Chum, it depends on all three. If that's the case, and he covers the waterfront, what is the Yoivel coming to be Marve? He's not coming to Marve anything, because he is telling us, you better do number one, you better do number two, you better do number three, otherwise it's not going to be a Yovel. So then, what is it Marve? It's come to tell you the dinam of Yovel applying not only in Eretz Yisrael, but even in Chutz La'aretz too. Really? Voksiv Ba'aretz. After all, it says, Ukrosin Dror Ba'aretz, the Chol Yoshvei. Ba'aretz sounds like Eretz Yisrael to me. Everyone who is much in Dror Ba'aretz, Noig b'chutz la'aretz, b'zman she'ni noig b'aretz, and noig b'chutz la'aretz. Hilchus Yovel in chutz la'aretz are fully dependent on Hilchus Yovel in Eretz Yisrael. If there's Yovel in Eretz Yisrael,
It's Yovel in Chutz La'aretz. If there's no Yovel in Eretz Yisrael, there's no Yovel in Chutz La'aretz.
So what happened in Chutz La'aretz? You have like a Shemitah is only known in Eretz Yisrael. So
right, because you don't have that Pasuk. So presumably all the mitzvahs, again, once again, this, unfortunately it's not Noheg today, but we'd have to look up the Rambam to find out. Do all the dinim? Do you have to go and do Tkiyah Shofar in Chutz La'aretz? Do you have to do Shluach Avodim? Do you have to do...
How do you have Shemitah's Karkos in Chutz La'aretz? You don't have ancestral lands the way you have in Eretz Yisrael.
Maybe that wouldn't apply. Good point. Maybe you wouldn't. Maybe you wouldn't. Maybe ancestral would mean you're Zayda that left over properties. We'd have to check out the Rambam. Gemara doesn't go into those details. Next halach in the Mishnah about the Arbor Rosh Hashanah is that the Echa B'Tishrei is Linatia. Linatia means for planting, and specifically planting brand new trees. What does it tell us about brand new trees? That Rosh Chodesh Tishrei starts year number 2. So that if a person, for instance, planted a brand new tree prior to Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, let's assume, as we'll see in the Gemara shortly, at least 30 days before, okay, he planted the marshal on Rosh Chodesh El, or on Chemisha Asa Ba'av, he planted a new tree. Now when it comes to Chodesh Tishrei, it's already year number 2. Frank, you want me to know how do I know? Dixiv said in the Pasuk, okay, so, Uksiv, Ubashan Aravias. So what does that tell us? The Yalav Shana Shana Mi Tishrei Tchsev by Tishrei, like we learned yesterday, it says in the Pasuk, Mereishis Hashana V'Ad Achris Shana, and therefore that Reishis Hashana is referring to Tishrei. How do we know, said the Gemara, because it says, Kesel Yom Chagena, which Chag has a Kesel that is covered up, murky, that's Rosh Hashanah. And Gechog Yisrael Hu, Mishpat Keyak, Mekadosh Baruch Hu sitting Bedin, not only in Klal Yisrael, but even on the Umas HaOilam, etc., etc., like we learned yesterday's Gemara. Okay, so that's Mereishis Hashanah. And that Shana is referring to Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. See here too, Shalishanim, Mashana Arvias, it's also referring to Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. And so therefore when Rosh Chodesh Tishrei hits, boom, we're into year number 2. Makes it much easier for Hilchas Arla. It's not a full 3 years. You could have theoretically 2 years and a Chodesh. More doesn't go into the Chodesh today, Mitch, and we'll see about that tomorrow as we learn, we start tomorrow's daf. Says Yimara v'ligmar shana shana minisan. Why don't we say that Chodesh Nisan? Tichsev, like I said, the pasuk Rishon ulecham lechotchi hashana. So learn shana shana just like that is Chodesh Nisan. Maybe the din of second year of Orl is also Chodesh Nisan. Yimara gives the same teretz as we had yesterday. Don and shana sheini mochadoshim mishana sheini mochadoshim. Then don and shana sheini mochadoshim mishana sheyeshi mochadoshim. Here in the case of Sholishonim Areilim Uvashonah Revias, it doesn't say Chod She Hashana, it just says Shana. In Tishrei it says Mereishis Hashana V'Achra Shana, it doesn't say Chod She Hashana. Mashenkin L'Gavi Nisan, it says Rishon Ulechem L'Chod She Hashana. And that's why we learn at the din of Machtes HaShekel Rosh Chodesh Nisan, because there it also says Zois Oles Chodesh B'Chodshe L'Chod She Hashana. Here it says Chod She Hashana, here it says Chod She Hashana. But here it only says Shana. So I don't learn Shana from Chod She Hashana, I learn Shana from Shana. And just like L'Gavi Rosh Hashana, where it says the word Shana alone is referring to Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Here too, we're referring to Rosh Chodesh Tishrei for purposes of Arla. Netchem, tomorrow we'll start with Tanur Rabbanan, a brand new Braiser.
Well, I understand why Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Huda stood on hold in terms of referring.